Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
One is distributed nationally by the Gab Radio Network.
Welcome back. 23 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm the Duke of Small Business. Glad you're here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We're having a great visit with Karen Cortell Reisman, our good friend, 14-year member of our Brain Trust, founder of Speak for Yourself, author of The Naked Truth About Giving Great Speeches and The Naked Truth About Selling, and 180 Rules of Powerful Presentations, among many other things that you can find at her website, speakforyourself.com. Check that out. Karen, we're talking about, thanks again for being here, by the way, and for 14 great years.
We're talking about your
trip to the Texas State Fair, and you saw a guy named Randy selling pots and pans, and you learned everything you need to know about selling from Randy.
That's right.
And you came up with seven things that he did. He gave away some stuff, didn't he?
That's right. So I've told you to, I'm going to just list the other ones, and let's just pick the ones you really want to talk about. He gave away something for free. We all like to get something for free.
Yep.
Another tip, he tells a story using what you're selling. We talked a little bit a while ago about storytelling. He provided value before pricing. I want to pick up on that one. He knew his audience beautifully and provided emotional context. And I'll say he used humor. So let me pick up on a couple of
things. One of the things
tips.
on your free thing, giving something away for free, there's a couple of things there. Of course, one is a demonstration, right? We have a do a demo, let them use the thing, and you can combine that. You can combine that with the old puppy dog clothes. You know the puppy dog clothes. Well, you let them take the car home overnight. Just take it home overnight and bring it back tomorrow, right?
That's exactly right.
It's going to sit in the garage overnight, and they're not going to buy it, right? So anyway, go ahead.
That's right. Well, not only did he, when he finally got around to the sale, he was going to add in knives and extra things, but we did get samples, and the steamed carrots were a very nice contrast to the, I have to admit, fried funnel cake bacon cheeseburger I had just consumed.
Oh, no.
So you get something like for free. I want to talk about providing value before pricing. This is something that we all need to make sure we do in our businesses. He spent 98% of his time in a conversational manner talking about what we were going to gain from this product, about health and being healthy, eating clean. And I want all listeners to remember this. Never, ever talk pricing before talking value, ever.
If every time you do that, that's a sale you won't get.
I have a lot of executives I work with, Jim, and sometimes I will get emails. How much do you cost?
Right.
I don't even know this client. Right. It's a prospect at this point. How much do what's your fee? I will not email back and start giving that information.
Nope.
I arrange for a phone call. I do a 30-minute consult call on the phone to listen to what their needs are, to tell them what we provide.
Otherwise, you can't possibly price your stuff without that.
Your one yogurt tail on the shelf in the dairy.
Mm-hmm. You know, when I tell people when they ask me what do you charge to speak or whatever, you know what I tell them? I tell them as much as I can get. That's my first response, as much as I can get. And they always laugh at that. Might be a little bit aggressive, but they always laugh at that, because I'm, you know, we've already had a little bit of a conversation, and then we talk, and I do what you said. I try to find out what they need,
what they want, what their outcomes are, using their language when you then get to the sale. But we never talk about pricing up front. It's 98% conversation where you're listening carefully and, of course, sharing what you do. And then it's 2% on the back end. And then you say, well, that's another conversation. You sell the price and you shut up. But
I'd also like to stick something in there. One thing that I do is I say, I can't wait to tell you that information, but I honestly don't know the answer to that question until I talk to you some more. That's how I do it.
That's great. I think that's a good one. And then what you said before also is that you make them laugh. And that would be the last tip I talk about, providing emotional context. He made his guy laughing because he brings out all these worn-out pots and pans, and he shows us that that's really what we're using in our kitchen. I did go home and throw away some of my horrible pots.
He shamed you. You didn't. Hey, none of your tips are none of your tips say anything about shame.
it was so hilarious.
Hey, Karen, he pot shamed you.
He did. And I really did. Last night I went through my pots. This is terrible. I'm going to throw this one away. And here's a bunch of mismatched hazarai, which is Yiddish for junk.
Yeah. Well, now I cook. I do most of the cooking at my house because I like doing it. But I actually like having mixed pots and pans. It's kind of a badge of honor. I don't want my stuff to match, but I do have to throw away some stuff because I wear them out. That's what he was telling you. You got some worn out. Yeah. Anyway, wrap it up. 20 seconds.
20 seconds. Be smart. Do what this guy does. And he does it every day. And every day you get better at what you do. He's giving that spiel all the time.
Yeah.
And that's what we need to do. Hone it.
Are these tips on your website?
Yes.
Speakforyourself.com. So check it out, folks. Karen Cortell Rice. But thanks, Karen. Come back soon.
I will.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.